Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. If you've been feeling like the world is going to hell in a handbasket and you feel helpless or hopeless, listen up. You've probably seen that more and more people are awakening. They're waking up to the realization that the way the world is structured, these power dynamics and infrastructures are crumbling. They're not working. And even though the people in power are grasping at these last vestiges of control, people are waking up. We're recognizing that government and healthcare systems, even manufacturing and food systems, can't sustain us in the way they've been built, which means we got to change it. We can't wait for them to change it. We've got to change it. And guess what? That means we've got to change ourselves. You've probably heard the quote, "You can't solve a problem at the same level of consciousness that started it." We are not going to fight these systems using the bully tactics and the lower level consciousness. We gotta level up. So what does that mean? It means evolving your state of consciousness to be more of one of connectivity, collaboration, creativity, and compassion. And out of that egoic muck of survival of the fittest and competition and scarcity. And the way that we start that is with ourselves. Leveling up your consciousness means you're going to take control instead of letting the media or politicians or your peers dictate your inner state. You reclaim your sovereignty. And the first and easiest way to do that is to start noticing your own consciousness, what drives it and what brings it peace. And I'm not talking about numbing out with substances or binge watching or doom scrolling. What really brings you peace? Can you even remember a time when you felt deep peace in your body? What did that feel like? Where were you? What led up to that? If you can't even remember a time where you were somewhat stress-free, then I invite you to create that peace within. So there are some tried and true practices from breath work, meditation, yoga, chanting a mantra, dancing, moving, shaking. All of these are ways that you can lower your stress response, get your body's relaxation response to turn on, and to start to bring a sense of coherence between heart and body and mind and breath. Now, if that sounds a little vague, I invite you to just start with your breath. Are you breathing shallow? Barely taking in air? I know a lot of times when I'm stressed, when things seem uncertain, it's like I'm holding my breath, just waiting to see what's going to happen. The easiest way for you to control your own nervous system and your heart rate and your blood pressure and eventually your mood is through your breath. So do it with me. Take a deep breath in through the nose. Really feel your lungs expand. And then exhale through the mouth. You might even want to put a hand on your chest and on your belly. And with your next breath, really try to breathe from the diaphragm, from that muscle that drives breathing automatically or when you tune in. So breathing from the belly, in through the nose. Really allowing the chest to expand. And exhale through the mouth. And do it one more time. you would continue a few more cycles of that, that slow breathing where you're actually focused on the diaphragm or your chest or the feeling of the air coming in through your nostrils, bringing that conscious awareness to the breath into this moment, it sends a signal to the brain that turns on the relaxation response, lowering your heart rate, lowering your blood pressure, lowering stress hormones like cortisol. It's that simple. And that is actually a form of meditation. I know a lot of people say, I can't meditate, my mind is too busy. Meditation is simply the act of paying attention to something. And when the mind wanders, as it does, you bring the mind back to that point of attention. So in this case, we were attending to the breath, right? So you can do this to help yourself bring that calm to body and brain and to tune into this moment. So what do you do next? Well, whether you want to do some chanting to invoke that vagal tone, the deep breaths will do it. Chanting, listening to music, listening to drum work. All of these things really help to increase our vagal tone, which is just a fancy way of saying we're turning on the parasympathetic rest and digest social zone of our nervous system. And why is that important? Because when you are stressed out, when you are breathing shallowly, trapping CO2 in the upper lobes of the lungs, you are effectively tuning into nothing other than this lower brain center, this animalistic reptilian brain, and that's all based in survival. What it does when we're in that stress response is it cuts us off from this higher cortex, this part of the brain that's involved in critical thinking, executive function. So if you're in stress response and only relying on this lower part of the brain, you're not going to get the insight to solve the issues in your family, in your life, or in your community. And when you start to breathe and you bring these higher brain centers back on, you'll tune into the intelligence you have. If you continue, my friend, you can even open to expanded states of consciousness. So here I'm talking about letting that breath settle and tuning in to whatever's going on in the body. You can start to activate alpha brainwaves and eventually dip into theta. Alpha brainwaves are considered the bridge to the subconscious. And when you get into theta waves, you're sending out a signal to this expanded field of consciousness or the collective unconsciousness. And why is that important? Well, we said you can't solve the problems of today with the same consciousness that created those problems. We need a higher level of consciousness. We need more creativity. We need new insights. So we've got to open up our consciousness. So this process is going to help you tune into your intuition, into creativity. You continue it long enough, you might even get into some gamma waves that give you those aha moments, those eureka moments where something drops in. And if you are so inclined to call upon the universe, your spirit guides, your ancestors for support, you're opening up a window to be willing to hear and to listen to other forms of insight and knowing. That can come through coincidences, synchronicities, the right email landing in your inbox at just the right time, you coming across this video at just the right time, or a friend opening up something for you. So by learning to influence and affect your own consciousness and your own nervous system, you are opening up the possibility that you can start to rewrite your story. Rather than being a victim of what's going on out there, you become the sovereign. You become the agent in your life. And reclaiming that agency is what puts you in the position to rewrite your story. So no more being a victim, no more being lower than, no more being helpless. You start to find out, where are you capable? Where are you courageous? What can you influence? And yes, you may need to learn. You may need to upskill. And that's okay. You can do it. We are each born with an innate vitality code. It's in your DNA to know how to bring the body back into alignment and balance and wholeness and vitality. Don't let the media or the current social or political regime influence you to the point that you feel like you are helpless. By taking these first steps, it might even open you up to finding support that can help you on this journey. I am always here. I am always rooting for you. And on the second Tuesday of the month, I lead a guided meditation and a community discussion in the Real Self-Love Movement. And you're invited to join me there. I will also be hosting a private 12-week conscious evolution journey where you can learn how to apply these methods in your own body, brain, and life while unlearning the programming of your past and writing the new code for the future you want to live forward. If you are open to expanded states of consciousness through sacred medicine, I also host a completely free community call on the first Saturday of the month. Sacred Psychedelic Saturday is an opportunity to connect with me and a global community, to ask questions, to share your insights or your own integration experiences from your sacred medicine journeys. There's nothing to sell there, so please don't come asking for things that are illegal in various jurisdictions, but it is a place for you to get support and connection. So, my friend, I invite you to join me on one of my live calls so that you can feel what it's like to be back in relationship with a community that sees you, that feels you, that gets you, and that is here to support you in your own conscious evolution journey. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to seeing you soon. Many blessings.
Thank you for listening to the Innate Vitality Code podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.